Simon Tafri Samuel Test, but the Mishpura has an introduction to the Simon. Maybe it's the end of the previous Simon. It's a paragraph over here. Let's see the Mishpura. Masha Noigan Beza Mekemis, Shachar Marv, Achar Mincha Shalyam Tav Rishon, after Mincha on Trini Atzeres, Kemenatzman Lishtois Ad Marv, they'd start drinking. So they drink then going into the evening. It's improper. The person drank revius of wine. He's not allowed to daven shmoneh esrei. Even though he's totally coherent and he's able to stand in front of a king and talk, so he'd be allowed to say brachas, etc. But shmoneh esrei specifically is aser. Who are dinim shasha shar mashkin hamashakrin? It's lav dafka wine. It's any alcoholic drink. Gain shomus have cut an olive. Now over there, there's even an argument that maybe other drinks don't even, are even less than a revius. Now, even if you're drinking non-alcoholic beverages, once the Benish Moshe starts, you're not allowed to drink until you say Kiddush. I feel like a kiddush, even if we make kiddush, halay ma'ukav lechol machos kriyishma shal arbis. You can't eat the meal because you have a mitzvah to daven marv with kriyishma. You know, it's not a meal in this situation. Venu mutar rak tima ba'alma. So therefore, you're only allowed to have a small taste, which is dumini peris or a pas kebeya b'lo yosher, up to the size of a kebeya of pas and not more. So lechero, they seem to be having more than that, and that's problematic. Is ochen yesh tachap as aleim? Because we could suggest possibly a explanation of what they're doing. The rabbi mitri adodi, well, you've already shkach to the sarvis that even though they're eating in a time which is improper for them to eat, since it's a large group, we can apply the concept that people remind each other, eventually somebody will remember and remind other people to daven marav. They'll daven eventually. Well, a component may be a social, this just oz mashka mashaka, but definitely do not drink alcoholic beverages, gavur l'kol elbas him and sari tez, sivkat and alphabet. So don't drink something alcoholic at that point in time. Okay. Simon Tavre Samothez Sif Aleph, one Sif. But Malcolm Shires in Shnei Yamim Tavim, in the place where there's two Yamim Tavim, it's Chutzal Oretz. Lel Chi Mekachin, Rabbim Zman, so you say Kiddush, the night of the ninth night. You also say Shechiyonu. Lel Malcolm Matzi in Shloish Svorim, and the following day you take out three Svorim. You want use one to complete the Torah with. Rashani the second Zevatar Bereshis Adasher Bara Elohim Lasois till after the Psukim of Shabbos. Rashisha Karam after tomorrow Esmo. The third day you lay in the Mafter. The third Sefer you lay in the Mafter of Parshas Pinchas like they did on Shmini Atzeres. Well, Mafter. And the Haftarah is from Yeshua, beginning of Yeshua. Hagop. Karnyam Tavakram is simple Torah. They refer to that last day with its own name, even though really it's Shmini Atzeres. It's the second day of Shmini Atzeres. It's referred to as simple Torah. Fisha Smech Moisim Basuda Smishta Lagamara Shal Torah. Because we celebrate specifically about this day, the celebration of completing the Torah, which is a mitzvah to make a sudos mishta in honor of Gemara Shel Torah. And therefore, it gets a special name. B'noigim Shaham Masayim HaTorah. person who is called for the siyum, we call chosin bereishis, chosin taro. V'hamaskel, which bereishis, the person which referred to as the chosin bereishis. Nojim nedavis v'karim lacher malasus mishta. A, they give some type of a donation to the community. And B, they make some type of a kiddush, some type of a celebration. They take out all the swarm out of the oran, and they sing. Each place according to its minute. The same way we go around the bima with the lulav during sukkahs, we go around the bima with the sefer Torah and Simchas Torah. We call mishum simcha. This is all expressions of simcha, the excitement of completing the Torah. When I go oid laharbis hakruyim sefer Torah, we call multiple people as opposed to the normal limit of five. But we repeat the parsha multiple times, and that's not problematic. We call up the small children to the Sefer Torah. And after we finish, so now actually the minig which he's referring to was they would actually lay in the pasuk of Hamal HaGoel. They wouldn't. What we do is we lay in Zerus HaBracha, and we say the Pasuk of Hamal HaGoel. What the Ramos, the minute the Ramos bring, they would actually lay in, they would read from the Parsha of Hamal HaGoel. V'layla Karim Sefer Torah Hanadorim Sheba Torah. The minute which he's mentioning over here, at nighttime, you don't lay in Zos HaBracha. You lay in the parashias which are called Nadorim Shavatar. Now, what is Nadorim Shavatar? It means there are certain parashias which people thought were more valuable, and people would normally, over the year, bid to get a excuse to read those parashias. So, we're going to lay in those parashias now on the night of Simchas Torah. Mishabur will give a list of what those are. Chabakam Fimin Haga, everybody has their minig. I don't go to the Sayyam HaTara Af Al Katan. However, you can use a Katan for the Aliyahs. Avagav the Yesh Ermin Zafkas Talmud Chokham Sarkla Sayyam. Even some people, the Talmud Chokham should be the last one, Chosin Tara. Some people will allow a Katan to be the last one. So that argument that you have to be Talmud Chokham is not required nowadays, that the person who's laning is not actually the Ola, but the Balkare. So they want to use a cotton, that's fine. Bogam Shem Lehem Rak Shnei Sefer Torah. So what do you do? So you Karen Barishana Zasa Bracha, use Zasa Bracha for the first Sefer. Vishniya Bereshis, use the second Sefer for Bereshis. Then you take the first Sefer Torah, which is in Zos HaBracha, you roll it to Parshas Pinchas, and you lay in the Parsha of B'yom HaShmini. Anytime you need three, you only have two, you use the first, you use the second, then you go back and use the first again. The Ramah saying the minute is you go back, instead of taking the Sefer Torah, which is there already, and rolling it, you go back to the first Sefer. Okay. Zach Mishabura.
You did the introduction already?
What?
Mashinogan, you did that already?
Mashinogan. Was it Mishabura? Yeah, we did that, yeah. All about Soif. So you lay in the Sefer Torah until the end of Chumash. Mishkar Parshas Lu Nikra Chosin Torah. The person who gets that Aliyah is called Chosin Torah. When I go, Nikra Parshas Lu, Parshas Bereishis. The minhag was to sell the rights to get those parshias of Chosin Torah, Chosin Bereishis. We're kind of with them improving. People pay good money for it. Relahadim, being Bavshir, it's right to try and acquire it if you're able to. It's proper to do it, however, in a covetic way, that the people who are buying it should be people who are worthy of that position. They should either be people which have Torah wisdom, or the people which are leaders of the kehila. Person can get two aliyahs. He can get aliyah in the regular aliyah that everybody else gets, Zaysa Bracha, and then also get an aliyah, Chasan Torah, Chasan Bereshis. We don't want the Chasan Torah to lay back to back Chasan Torah and Chasan Bereshis. Why is that? Vatam. Okay. Kiman Deleka Hefsik Beneyim. Since there's no, you go immediately from Chasan Torah to Chasan Bereshis, it's the next aliyah, and it's a different Sefer Torah. So now we have the following problem. Potential problem. Shaykh Begam the Sefer Torah Harishana. People will say, you know why he's letting in the second time? Because the first Sefer he laid from was not kosher. That's why he's letting a second time to get an aliyah and a kosher Sefer. That's why he's switching to the second Sefer. So we don't want to potentially create any possible way of anybody saying something negative about the first Sefer. So we don't let the same person get two aliyahs back to back and two Sefer Torah. But if the person got an aliyah earlier in Zaysa Bracha and later on he gets Chasam Bereshis, that's not a problem. I understand, but that's not my point right now. But this problem of him getting both Chasam Torah and Chasam Bereshis is only in the same shul. Amisha Kara Chasam Torah but Beis Hakneses Zeu. He was called the Chasam Torah one shul. Vadi Shemutu the Kresu the Chasam Bereshis with Beis Hakneses Acheres. He can get Chasam Bereshis in a different shul. These aliyahs can go to either a kohen or a levi also. So you lay in the second sefer till the word lasos. So you have the second sefer in the bima. You put the third sefer next to it, and you say chatzi kaddish. You do not need to put the first sefer back on the bima. Okay, it's called Simchus Torah. Because Beli Rabba Simchus Torah La'ad B'Yom Yesh LaHarbas B'Neiros B'Sekneses L'Kavod HaTorah Shemitzian. It's proper to light many candles and make it very, very the more light it is, the happier the situation, the type of situation it is. Covered of the situation. Because the person should be listening. Sorry, Yikra Parsha Shnei Mikra Bechatargam Shata Uzmana. Okay. When is the proper time to read Zosef Brocha? So this is interesting. There's a tshuva from I'm dropping his name right now. Knei Boisim, or Bransdorfer. And he says that, you know, people usually assume that since from the time that you start leading Zosef Bracha by Mincha, Shabbos Mincha, after Hazinu, that's already the Zman for Zosef Bracha. Says, really, Chazal's understanding was the week of the Kriya is the week of, that's the week of the Parsha Shmos. But there's no week of a Kriya, there's no, because it's not a Shabbos, not a Shabbos. So the days of the week are connected to the Shabbos. So we can argue from the Yom Rishon is Yom Rishon and the Shabbos. You know, so this is all about the Shabbos leading up to Parsha Shmos. It's not on Shabbos, it's not connected to Shabbos, it's connected to the Yom Tov, so the days beforehand are not connected to it. So when is the proper time? In the afternoon and the evening of Shin Atzeres and the evening of Simchus Torah, that's when you're approaching that time of Kriya, that's when you're supposed to do it. And he quotes his Mishnah Berurah to indicate like that. Velt doesn't seem to be excited about it. Right? So they bring over here, and the Masudirsha says he's that he's not coming lafuka. You can't do it earlier. You're just saying, you know, Rabbi Isai, it's now or never. Hey.
What do you mean?
If you don't finish the parsha now, you're not going to finish it later because it's the simplest Torah. That's the last chance you have. Okay. Shesmeichim. Even though normally we don't allow dancing on Yom Tov, but the covered for the Torah, you're allowed to dance. Which means to put spices onto the coals to make a nice smell. That's usur. You can't explode gunpowder, even though it would be quite exciting. They can't do that. But if you put in the nair that you're going to use simchas Torah before Yom Tov, some pulver at the bottom, right, gunpowder, so when the candle gets there, it explodes. That's mutter, even though, of course, when that happens, the nair will go out. And we're not talking about, you know, putting large, you know, tomato to get a little, making a little pop. You know, that will be mutter, even though it causes it to go out, because you're putting it in, it's a gram kibbeh is mutter yom tov. So when you light the nair, even though there's a gram, eventually it's going to cause it to go out, that's not usur. So we make a simcha the gomer shel Torah. Kis mevad shir shirim within the gomer mitzvah. The mevad shir shirim says that there's that when Klai Yisrael is when it's out from the sukkim, that Klai Yisrael is supposed to make a celebration when they finish learning some element of Torah or finish a mitzvah. Because the rabbi, when we're posting the yesh, the smirch with the rabbim, chama the efshel be simcha shel mitzvah. You're supposed to make it as happy as possible. People push, people hit. That's not the idea. We should stop them. Okay, some people get carried away. We should definitely celebrate as much as possible. Therefore, people felt it's too frivolous, it's too expensive, and we're not going to have any meals anymore, and not have anything to drink, and not have anything to do. So that they don't do. Even these people don't mind going out to the restaurant, paying can't find the money and having a good time. Person was there or not? But when I said a rabbi busy covered a Torah, they've lost respect for the Torah. That's what why it's about. Torah menachas b'karen zovis and derish b'mivakeish. Torah is put off to the side. Nobody cares. Me'itein miyosher b'irachem. Shemir basis sobim heri menu. This quote from the Kuri Yaakov. Kuri Yaakov lived in Germany. So the Germans are quite proper, but they're arguing with Zerayin, it's not very proper to get all worked up in the shul. But that doesn't mean that they didn't go out and have parties.
Not very proper to
watch. Have get all worked excited about things in the shul. But now, given that the people who get chasen Torah chasen reishis are noijim the davis. Not only the last two, but everybody makes a mishaberach and gives something. And the Chas and Torah Chas and Bereshis invite other people to make a mishta together with them. The Abel is allowed to join into this. The celebration and the honor of the Kabbalah, the Sima of the Torah. Okay. The minute you take out the Kol Sivat Torah Shabbahekel, because this is a rock Sivat Torah Mu'atim, if this shul only has a few sefer Torah, we don't say in lahavi sefer Torah b'mesek kness acheres. Another shul has a lot. Let's bring some over to dance with. You don't do that. V'yesh mishamater ki af shabchol l'shana in lahavi sefer Torah derech haroy rak l'kviyus. The issue over here is you don't transporting a sefer Torah is not considered cover of the Torah. So if I have to transport it to Beis Avol or something of that sort, we won't do it because there's a makom. You're going to be putting it there and using it there. It's a big discussion in the Poskim why you're allowed to move, that they have like these shuls which they have sefer Torah and the Oren, and they have a minion in another room. They transport the sefer Torah out of the Oren out to the room and back and forth. Mm-hmm. It's not really there. It only goes there for laning. So it's not really proper to do that. They're makel. It's because it's under one roof, and it should be transported really, preferably in a group of 10. Being malavit, they're not very. It's not very poshut. So, but to shove it from one shul to another, that's really questionable. So they say it's not good, and then some people say that it could be simchas Torah. It's mutter because that itself is the covenant of the Torah to dance with the Torah, etc. Nogul lahakim. The minutes go around the bima. Yesh v'kibim shalosh pamim. Yesh sheva pamim. K'mayish v'shana rabba. We'll come back on the few and hagas. We'll have a minute to go around three times. So their picture. Sorry, if the picture is they went around the bima three times. They clapped and they danced. They clapped and they sang. That was it. We seem to be a little more into it than that. Shum simcha. So they would go around because it's simcha. Even the elderly people would dance when they would say praises to the Torah. A person should make an effort to dance and to sing in honor of the covenant of the Torah. Says David Melech, and they're bringing the Oren Kodesh, Mephazes, and Makarker, Bechol Oiz, Besimcha Shal Mitzvah. I'm sorry, Bechol Oiz, Ifnei Hashem. So David Melech was dancing with all of his strength. Chikosu B'Shem Arizal, that the Rizal danced extensively. Ve'idu al Arizal, Sh'omar, they testified about the Rizal that he said the following quote, Sh'amar le'hoyona she'hissig. The reason why he was able to get accomplish what he accomplished in learning, he'd put all of his effort into celebrating to do a mitzvah. The Vilna Gaon would dance in front of the Sefer Torah with all of his koyach. It's an important time to be involved in the dancing. The minhag is laharbis kruyim. Mishum kavod haTorah, it's kavod haTorah. Everybody gets a chance to have an aliyah in the Torah. But kadesh sheyizkuk kulam b'simchas Torah, so every should have an opportunity to be part of it. Noigim likra shnayim apamachas. Some people have a minute; they would give two aliyah at the same time. A kohenim kol kahanim, b'levim kol levim. They would give all the kahanim together, all the levim together. V'yeshufakvin also have simple. They said it's not a good idea. Eliyahu Rabbi Meyashu minute explains why it would be okay. They shouldn't all say the bracha together. One person will say the bracha, and else will be yotze with him. They take turns. One will say the bracha b'shana, one will say the bracha achrena. When an adult gets a leah with all the orim, he just said, "I got a yivorech with orim yishmu v'yetzir b'chasa." He'll say the bracha and they'll listen. Because chayalim nachon davar sheivkaru asar anoshim sheishmu birchas atara v'yana omein k'dam kalos gadol shein asar shemim kriyas atara. You have to make sure that if you're having kriyas atara, there have to be 10 people which are listening. So people are getting distracted and doing whatever they're doing. You have to make sure there's 10 people which are focusing on the brachas and the kriya and answering amen. We'll go around the parsha many times. Harba pomim ad ma'ino elokei kedem. We lay in that which we repeat many times, it only goes till there. Amishom ehola ain't kevim. From there, we only lay once. Shemaschilim Likrois L'chosan Torah. That's where the Chosan Torah starts. Abaminig Shekarim L'karim Chosan Torah Karim L'chol An Orim K'lechan Chamamitzis Kriyas Torah Miladon Amar Ad Ma'inov V'chein Chosan Maril. The last Aliyah before Chosan Torah is what's called you bring up all of the young children to be mechanech them in the midst of Kriyas Torah. So what do you learn from them? She learned for these young children, Bekarlin Parshas Mahamalach HaGol. She would roll the Sefer Torah to Mahamalach HaGol and learn that Parsha. That's quite a role because Mahamalach HaGol is in Parshas Vayechi. Levush Kosser Shemavorchim Oysam Alpeh Pasek Mahamalach HaGol. You don't learn that. You learn Mezoyz HaBrocha, and that's it. And then you say, Balpeh Mahamalach HaGol. That is the Malach HaGadol is said before the second bracha. That is the minig. I actually have seen that. I don't think we do that over here. I think most places nowadays say the bracha achrona, and then they say the Malach. Yeah. Why is it not considered hefsek? Hanadorim Shabbatar. So the minig was at night time to lay in Hanadorim Shabbatar. So Hanadorim Shabbatar means the parshas in the Torah, which people generally over the year would pay money to want to get those aliyah because they were considered simon bracha. And parshas are regilim lemakon b'chol hashana b'fnei atzmam mendergen aleihem. These are the parshas which people generally would consider parshas that you want to get aliyahs in. And people would offer money for them. For example, God parshas v'itin l'chol is a simon bracha v'itin l'chol Hashem l'kim. The bracha of Yitzchok to Yaakov. Parshas hamaluch, the pesukim and bayichi of hamaluch. Parshas vayichulu, parshas yivurechacha, parshas matoivu. Shelo nukim nadorim kaim chen kashem mashma gadorim simon resh pebeis. That's pshat in that phrase, the parshas which are called nadorim. It means the ones that people would make nadorim about. So that was the minhag that they had, and I actually have seen this, that you know, they take a Sefer Torah out, and they leave the first person gets the Yitzchok, the second person gets a Malach, and the third person gets Matayv. It's quite an interesting, that's one that I saw. The minhag of the Likras Gimel Gabri Beharshas Zayis HaBracha, Shem was heard by night. Our minhag is to read three Aliyahs in Zayis HaBracha at night time, Tichon Lomer Kaddish Achar Kriya, we say the Kaddish right then. We don't wait till Kaddish later on after Elenu. You can finish the Sefer Torah with a Katan. I just told you it's supposed to be somebody who's very chashuv and learning, or one of the leaders of the general of the tzibur. How can you give it to a Katan? So he's saying that's true, but I'll make your din. Gam katan yachol l'sayim. A katan can be the katan tar. Finally, Elba Simon Reish Bebeis. Sef Gimel Bircha Yosef Shom. Normally, we don't let a katan be one of the people which count for the chiyuvim of kriya. The point is, you already laid five people. So chiyuvim of kriya you have. So you're not using it as one of the counts.
Is there something about the katan needing to be a certain age, like 9 or something?
No.
He could go up there by himself if he's like 6.
As long as he's able to understand what he's reading.
Right.
A very precocious, you know, young child, you can do that. Mm-hmm. Some 9-year-old they wouldn't put up there either, you know.
Right.
A lot of shuls just make a cutoff age because it just becomes, you know, Baruch Hashem, you have a shul which has a lot of little kids.
Right.
It just becomes overwhelming.
Right.
Some shuls don't get the kids at all.
Right.
You know, just okay. So if you only have two Sefer Torah, so you use Sefer 1 for the first, use Sefer 2 for the second, then you go back, use Sefer 1 for the number for the third. And that's true anytime you have 3. Since people have eaten at that point in time and they've drank something, we don't duchen by Musaf. So if they're going to duchen by Musaf, they make sure that they didn't drink. And if not, some people have a minute to put up a
what?
should be that should look on by shachris. This way we won't have a problem. Now, take a little bit of lachal chesed lachim marishanus. He says you use sefer one, sefer two, and then you go back to sefer one for the third. Now, says the point is while you're laying the second one, v'dafkim kvar neglelus l'mokam hazeh. You start with Brother Hampton. So the point is, so what happened was you use sefer one. You put sefer two. While you do putting sefer two, they went and they rolled sefer one to where it's needed. So when they get to number three, sefer one is now ready to be number three. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't rolled it yet, why you have on the bima Bereshis, which is there already? You're gonna take it down, put the other one up, and roll it. It's much more tikkun for the tiber. So it says. So he says, the question which comes up is the chorb. We should argue, though, it might still be better for the tzibur to roll the zebracha to Pinchas than the roll from Bereshis to Pinchas. Mm-hmm. So he points over here, even though the chord will take less time, but once the second one is there, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is lost, and it's there in front of you. Shina Marva Lamitza. Okay. Okay. Simon Tov Reish Ayin. So with the Baruch Hashem, we're now starting Hilchos Chanukah. B'chof Ebe Kislev, Maskilim Shmonos Yemei Chanukah, on the 25th of Kislev, the 8 days of Chanukah start. B'shurim B'hesav Hashanah, you can't say a spade during that time. You don't fast during that time. Al Matar B'sias Malach, there's no issue of doing work during that time. But V'nogos Hanoshim Shalom Lassus Malach Ha'boit Shaderis Tolkois. But during the time when the Hanukkah Neres are burning, women do not refrain from certain malachas.
Good evening, Dr. Cooper.
And there's those who argue that we should not be mevatel that minig. Okay. So up to Mishnah Berurah. Neschil and Shemonah Shemei Hanukkah. So Mishnah Berurah gives you the background of the story. Kibabai Sheni, Kishamochu Malchi Rishah, when you had evil kings, goes to Xeris al Yisrael a bit ludosam. They make Xeris to remove the our religion. But Nicho is some masik, but Torah b'mitzvahs did not allow us to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. Poshu yodam b'moinam b'nesayim. They took their money, they took their women, their daughters. And so the Hechel, person of a process, they went into the Hechel, they made broke openings into the walls. Timah Taharas, their Matama, the items which are there. Batarlehem, the Yisrael Ma'oid, Bimipneim, Klaus was in tremendous, difficult straits. Ulachotzum Lachas Godel, which was tremendous pressure. Asherichem Aleim, Elokea, Vesenel, Vashim, Miyadam, Mitzilim, the Russian was saved them. The government of Banema Kashmanoi, the Bnei Chashmonoi, Kohanim Gedolim, which were the family of the Kohanim Gedolim. Nichzol Lehechol, oh sorry, Rogum Hoshiu Yisrael Miyadim. They killed this enemy and saved the Jews. Because of Malchus Yisrael, Yisrael Amasayim Shana Ad Chorban Hasheni, and Malchus was restored to Klal Yisrael for over 200 years. The point in time when Kleisel reached that stage of overpowering the enemy, it was the 25th of Kislev. They found only one container, which was placed in the ground. It was clear that it had not been moved, and it was sealed still. Well, it only had enough oil for one day. It was able to fill the neiris of the menorah for 8 days. Until they were able to press the olives and get out new shemen. And he said, "His chacham shebas the door, shiu hayomim ho'elu." Therefore, the Chazal instituted that these days, shetchilosim mechavei bekislev, which starts on the 25th of Kislev, you may simcha mahalo, the days of happiness and praise. Ligam aneris be'erev, they were like candles. They would light by the doorways for 8 days. To publicize the neis. It's a rabbinic mitzvah, just like reading the Megillah is a rabbinic mitzvah. Which is an interesting lashon over here, divrei seferim. Okay. This is all the quote of the Rambam, by the way. They rested on the 25th day. They were able to rest from their enemies. Since it's a time of happiness and praise, therefore the Chazal prohibited the Hespedim and Tanesim. There's a minhag of the Neim to go around collecting money for themselves, and it is proper. It's a proper minhag. The person should be encouraged to give stock on Chanukah. The Sir Behesa Batinus, the Kalam Simon Tafresh Pevob, Siv Aleph, Mishnah Brura, talked about a case of a Talmud Chacham, Bifonov, what do you do? I think that's what he's referring to. No, he's dealing with the day before Chanukah and the day after Chanukah. The day before Purim and the day after Purim. Okay. Hanoshim have a minig not to do malacha. Dafka noshim minig by noshim fishanas the neis. They were had a part in the neis. Kamei said beis bago. The whole mention later on. Some people have places where the men also refrain from malacha. But shaneres dolkos were based on while the candles are still lit in your home. Kalahakar should also lishtamish laira. During the time you cannot use the lights for any other purpose, because that's a lacha, you can't use the Neiris Chanukah for any other purpose. So they didn't do any malacha, this way they wouldn't be enticed to use it for any purpose. And that's Chatisho, that's the half hour. Some people say, Vein Lachal Behem. Shein Lachal Behem. Dabi Kedorim HaMutor Mecherim Nagam Behem Isser. It's something which already people have, even though it's really mutter, people have undertaken the Isser. Hashem Lahatub, if name, you don't undermine such Kabbalahs. If people decide, let's not work at all the whole day, right? And we'll celebrate. Usually, celebrations like that end up into a virus. So we don't want you. So yomtiv, you have enough what to fill up your day, but even that, it's a problem. So here for sure, it's a problem. Okay, Bays. Riba Yasuda Shamarba Mehem Haim Sudas Rishus. The meals, however, there's no Takana Chazal to have a meal on Chanukah. Therefore, having meals, etc., they would have parties, meals, etc., it's not considered a Sudas Mitzvah. Shalkavom, the Mishnah of Simcha Chazal, did not establish these days of celebration through drinking and eating. Hagoah, b'yeish armim shi'yeish k'sas mitzvah b'ribi hasudus. Some say there was different elements of the neis which took place through food, and therefore they did make some elements of ribi sudus considered some element of mitzvah. Or alternatively, it was because why? Mishum b'vayis and yomim haya chanukas amizbeach. And Chanukah HaMizbeach was something which we see that Chazal, by Chanukah HaMikdash, there was a time of eating and drinking. So the solution now is that the meals that you do have, it should be a time where you're saying praises to Hashem. That will transform it into Sudas Mitzvah according to everybody. To eat cheese. A woman named Yehudis used the idea of feeding dairy foods to the enemy, and then taking advantage of his situation that he was able to get rid of the leader of the general of the
I think that his was like salty cheese.
Salty cheese.
And then he needed to drink, so she gave him wine, and he got drunk. And
yeah. Okay. Let's hold.
Greeks.
Syrian Greeks. Yeah. Okay. I think, according to my math, I think tonight's night is 276. So we're 2 minutes behind. So for the coming week, here's the deal. Monday night there is Shir. And the rest of the week, I do not know yet.
Because school is off.
No, because...